I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's
800-251-7460. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show with the wrong pad sitting here is the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a million.
Hey, good to have you with us. How's your week going? We always have some good fun with you.
My week has been kind of crazy.
What's going on?
I'm still doing a lot of personal stuff with my brother's estate.
Boy, that's been a year, hasn't it?
It's going to be a year up until June 30th.
There's Fred lost his incredible brother about one year ago now. When is it going to be?
June 30th. So I'm still wrangling all that stuff. It's tough duty, but I'm glad to do it. It takes an awful lot of time. You know, you're at the mercy of the probate court.
Yeah.
And they show up when they show up, and plus the COVID thing has knocked everything out, you know.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine in the Midwest who tells me a story that they're letting criminals out of jail.
Really?
Because they just don't have the time to bring him to court and try him.
Yeah, that's the thing to do because, you know, if you don't have time to try the criminals, why not let them out so they can go and murder somebody else?
Hey, listen.
Is that the way you did it on Hunter?
That's how we did it.
Could have been a good show. You arrest him. You and Stephanie arrest him. Throw him in jail and then let the court system or some crazy DA let him out and they can do it all over again. You get another episode.
Why not?
Another dead person, another episode. Put him in, let him out again. You don't think of this. This would be, you could start really analyzing. You could catch them quicker and they can let them out faster. And we could keep going with that.
Well, and then maybe they could get a TV show.
You have hit on something.
You always seem
to get something going. That's the amazing Fred Dreyer. We got a lot to talk about. Football, baseball. Oh, there's still baseball is going nuts these days. Major League Baseball's into politics. It's really biting them in the rear end, I'll tell you. We'll have that story.
They're screwing around with moving the pitcher's mound back a foot.
Yeah, that's good. I think they should move the pitcher's mound into center field because then you'd only get the really good pitchers with the strong arms, a good outfielder.
Move it to Houston. They'll take care.
That's good. That's good. We'll be back with more. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, but the star of our show right here, guy putting his headsets on right now for you, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You got a little problem with your headset there, Fred?
I think it's my head. I think it's my head.
Could be.
It's good to be the captain. It's good to be the lieutenant and the sergeant, and it's good to have your own radio and your own gun and...
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good to be there.
It's good to be Hunter.
Yeah. So we got a reminder for you, and we should mention we're everywhere. We're on sports byline radio stations around the country, CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on XM Sirius, Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, wow. And on the 967. And by the way, I understand Sirius has put together for you baseball fans a brand new deal that's happening, and that is you'll be able to listen to the baseball play-by-play, the radio play-by-play, not only on XM and Sirius on a channel on your receivers in the car, but also if you have the internet service, you're able to stream it through whatever device you have in your home now, you'll be able to hear those games at home. So you can listen to, you know, the play-by-play guys for the opposing team as well as your favorite team, which is always fun.
You know, when I was a kid listening to Ram games here in Los Angeles.
A few years ago, what, five years ago?
A long time ago.
Yeah,
I was from 12 to, say, 17.
On a Hoffman radio, by the way. Let's tell that story. You had this little transistor.
I will later on.
Okay.
And I remember after the Ram games, they, meaning the home announcers, would go down into the area right outside the visiting locker room and the Ram locker room. At the Coliseum, the locker rooms were almost literally next to one another. And they would go out and they would interview players from the other team. They don't do that anymore.
Well, I see what you're saying. So, in other words, they would, if the other team won, they would interview those players. You're right. They did that in baseball, too. They don't do it anymore. They just interview the home team.
And it's so boring. I'm watching the Dodgers. You know, God bless, the Dodgers. But, they've got to really think through, I think, when they when they bring people in to question and ask questions of the players, because it's becoming boilerplate. You know what I mean?
They have the same questions.
It's the same questions for the same players. It's the same pentameter.
What were you thinking when you hit that ball? What were you looking for? Yeah. What was your thought? I mean, get into it a little bit. Figure out what some of the, you know, as Howard Cosell used to say, as the key points of this game unfold. That's what you got to look at. And they used to have a couple of guys. They still do in the radio booth. They usually do in the TV booth. The one guy who was doing like the second play-by-play guy, or nowadays the color commentator, he'd go down, plug in his microphone, be in the dugout, but he would be either, as you say, in the visitor's dugout or the home team dugout, and he'd interview the star of the game and talk to him, or somebody from the game.
That's correct. And I think those are the types of things that they should go back to. Not that anybody here in this generation remembers it, but they should go back and say, you know something? This is innovative. You know, they keep trying to tell us they're breaking the sports wall by we're going to be in the locker room when the coach gives the pep talk, and we're going to go into the tape room and watch him tape his twisted ankle. You know, they're trying to do all this stuff when, in fact, hey, you know what I want to do? I want to hear what the opposing quarterback thinks of our pass defense. I want to hear why they upset us today. You know, don't ask me why they were upset. Ask the people who beat us.
Exactly.
What was the game plan that they used to beat us? That's interesting to me.
Well, it is. And I think because the contracts are such that, you know, one TV network gets all the home team games and the radio network gets all these games, they only go to the home team and they have so much time to fill. They just interview every single player. Hey, you know, so-and-so came in the seventh inning. What were you thinking about when you got out there in the mound? Well, I was thinking I was going to blow the game and give it, you know, go back and have a beer. That's not what they're doing. Talk about, you know, why did this pitch look better than your last time out? Are you breaking your ball in there? Hey, Trevor Bauer, why do you, every pitch I saw tonight, the thing, the bottom dropped out of it. What's going on here? And nobody asked Trevor Bauer, and we'll talk about this in a minute, because Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, thinks Trevor's being singled out with maybe foreign substance on the baseball, Major League Baseball picking on him. We'll get to that story. But the announcer should ask him that question. Isn't that pretty interesting to let Trevor sound off a little bit and say, yeah, they should leave me the heck alone. That's the way I pitch.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that we'll discuss a little bit later.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
I think you're building to something.
I'm building.
That we're. I don't want to destroy it for you.
Well, don't destroy it, because we do have for you right now some great comments that we're getting in from a lot of people here. I don't think any players, but definitely people. Shannon saying, "Hi, Fred. How you doing?
How do you do?
You guys are amazing. Thank you very much, Shannon." James is saying, "Good afternoon from Arizona." Bruce says, he said missed last week's show. It wasn't a rerun. You had to be somewhere, someplace.
We pre-taped, somehow. I think, is what we did.
Yeah, we did. We pre-taped, and it was actually also live on video when we pre-taped. So you got to be ready for us.
Yeah, that's true.
We sneak
that
around and do it sometimes. So it wasn't on the video, but it was a brand new show. We just was taped the day earlier.
Yeah, where was I?
I believe you went to the dentist. Can we see those?
No. I give you my Sammy smile.
That's good. That's really good. That's good.
Let's see. What was I going to say?
I think you're a dentist. I think you had to do something like that.
Well, I did go to the
eye doctor. You went to the eye doctor.
I did go to the eye doctor.
That's true.
And I didn't. There's a couple things in there that changed that I didn't like.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What now?
It's called age-related eye adjustment.
Really?
Yeah.
So age eye adjustment. So yeah. What did they find?
So, well, first of all, I had to change my prescription. These glasses...
New?
These glasses have a dotted line around their neck.
Yeah.
If they had a neck. But these glasses are on their way out. This is a bad prescription. I'm getting similar types of glasses, but I'm going to get a brand new updated secret.
Secret? Some kind of a secret prescription.
Prescription.
You know, I can make some for you. I can fashion them if I was liking Coke, but since they helped boycott Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, let's use a Pepsi. A Pepsi bottle. We could maybe hone some of those bottoms of the bottles in there and put a frame around it. I think it looks stunning with that.
I think I need two sets of those because one for reading and one for long distance and one for night driving. There's three sets. So I'm just gonna defer that. What we'll do is I'll get these new pair of glasses. I'll bring them in. I'll let the fans see it here because they'll see it.
Sure. Got the video going unless we pre-tape.
And then we'll be able to take a peek at my new peepers.
Now, here's the thing. See, as you get older, you have farsightedness, nearsightedness. So I wear contacts all the time or used to. Now I enjoy the glasses because I can kind of read at the same time I have the glasses on. I don't have to take them off. But if I do contacts, then I got to use reading glasses. So you can look at the show. It'll be kind of fun. You can say, is Mike going to use his contacts? Will he be using his reading glasses? What will he be doing? Now, you seem to be able to read as you're making some notes there and see with just that one pair.
Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
You've heard of blended prescription.
No, I have not, actually.
Oh, come on. You wear glasses.
You mean the bifocals
needles you're
talking about?
Yeah, they're blended.
Yeah, I don't have that.
There isn't a specific line in here that you could say, oh, I look down and I could look through the bottom of my glasses. I have it's blended through the whole lens.
Really?
It's more expensive, but it looks better and it works good. So that means in the outline of the lens, you've got a sweet spot in there where everything kind of comes to a blend. And depending on what your prescription is, that spot is either a big enough size or a small enough size to look through.
That's called the sweet spot?
That's the sweet spot on the blended lenses.
I got a sweet spot that I'm going to show you sometime.
You could write
it. Let me tell you, the sweet spot I have, and it's not blended, let me tell you. Only thing I have blended is a cocktail every once in a while right after the show.
You got one on your desk right down the hall.
Just waiting for it. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll finally get to this baseball story.
What are we talking about?
Well, we have to talk to the neighbors that are, you can follow us on, we're Facebook Live. You can follow us.
Somebody's getting an exemption, I know that.
Exactly. Let's see what's happening. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. You know, we all got haircuts around here. Fred got one. I got one. Mike Gehry. I hope Mike Gehry comes in here because I want to show you. Mike Gehry and I were having a contest to see who had the most birds in our head. It was pretty intense there. You look good. You're using the headsets behind your actual hairstyle so it doesn't mess it up. I kind of like
that. Is that what I'm doing?
That's what I'm seeing. The 1 week, remember when you had it going right across your eyes? That was not... It's not a good look, but behind your head is good. Looks really good. All right, we got lots to talk about. Can we talk about the neighbors here just for one more second, a little bit? Because we love it when everybody chimes in on Facebook Live. So let me get a few more because it's going to build up, and I got to get to emails with you as well, too. What else do we have here? Kathy saying hi from Lawndale, your old hometown. Yep. Shannon says, hey, Michael Horn. Hey, back at you, Shannon. Bruce is saying... he says, oh, he was talking about last week's show. We got to him. Kathy from Lawndale. Shannon has a question. Sorry for your loss. Talking about your brother, since we just mentioned that. She says, I do estate sales. It can be complicated. I deal with so many people's estates. If you have questions, I'm here. Well, there you go.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm on the down to the short strokes now.
That's good.
I'm about, let's see. It'll be a year in June.
Unbelievable.
So I'm pretty much caught up.
Chris says, good evening, Mike and Fred from New York City. Kathy wants to know if there's any thoughts you have about Philip Adams. Do we know Philip Adams?
Adams family?
Yeah. Okay, we'll have that comment for you in just a bit. Phyllis is saying hi from Lake Worth, Florida. I think Phyllis is a new person here. We have Joanne is here. She's in Kansas City. Shannon says, progressive lenses, Fred Dreyer. You can see two ways. Looking down, you can read. Might make you a little dizzy if you're not used to it. But you say you are. You've had those forever, haven't you, those progressives?
Yeah.
So she says you get used to it there a little bit. I would be the one that would be a little unfamiliar with that.
I'm surprised with all the eye stuff you've got on deck that you haven't noticed or gotten yourself some blended prescriptions.
No, I'll tell you why a little bit. Is because, you know, some of those people do the eye surgery where they readjust your eyeballs and, they do the keratotomy or whatever they do. And, I don't know, the laser surgery now, I guess it's called. And then one person, our good friend Bill Shatner, he said, you got to do one eye for up close and one eye for far away. And I'm thinking... You know, I've known a lot of people do that. And
that explains a lot.
That it never works. I've never heard him say it works because I want both eyes to be able to focus far away. And if I have to use reading glasses, so be it. I'll use those up close. Now, do you agree with me on that? You want both eyes working if you can.
Well, look, you have two of them. Let's maximize the effort to look down the street, or look underneath the front seat for M&Ms.
That's good. Now, James is saying, and again, we get this question a lot, Brian Dennehy passed away a year ago at this time, last April, and James wants to know, I wonder if you remember the last conversation that you guys had. Was it on the show, or did you stay in touch after you did the
show? I saw Bryan in New York City at a restaurant on the Upper East Side. And he was with some people, and I come in and I saw him back there, and I waited, went back and said hello. And he lived at that time in Connecticut. I think he was still in Connecticut, Bryan. And he was on Broadway doing some stuff. But what was it? He had a long run on Broadway there for a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point was, he's a good guy, and he's missed.
Yeah, I was watching some TV on Epics. They have a show called Godfather of Harlem, and I was interviewing one of the stars of that show earlier today on one of our other radio shows here at CRN, and I watched one of the shows to see what's going on, and Forrest Whitaker's in it. He's a great actor. Mm-hmm. And also Paul Sorvino, and he's getting up there in age, but there's a great character actor.
These guys got to be careful, you know. Life is life, but people live it, and that's the beauty of, having a long life. But you can't carry a lot of weight as you get older. That's the one thing that you gonna really hurt you.
And I got to start working on that myself too. That's good. And I
not now though. Don't do it now.
I'm not going to do it now on the show. But I have really actually started a diet and getting to bed earlier.
You know, you should set an example right now and just get down on and give me a 50 thrust push-ups.
Thrust? Do you want the thrust ones?
Yeah.
I'll do that during the commercial break.
Yeah, in between, you yell out an oorah, yeah, twa, twa.
That's what you do you want me to say?
Twa,
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 twa.
That's it. You do that 50 times and you'll start losing weight.
Coach Dreyer is going to have me going there. All right, getting back to our one question that we had here on the show. Shannon saying glad you're okay and everything. Kathy's question about Philip Adams. He's an ex-football player, and I did hear this story.
Last week
killed his doctor and others, and his father killed himself.
That.
And now they're discussing whether he may have had anything to do with his
PTSD.
Head injuries. Exactly. What do you think?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy goes off like that. Who knows?
Exactly.
I don't know anything. But it's terrible.
And if
that is the case, then, it's another conversation that should have been had a long time ago.
Yeah, let's talk some baseball here a little bit. Senators Ted Cruz, Mike Lee of Utah, Josh Hawley of Minnesota, they have actually, I believe they're all Republicans, but they're a little upset with Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game. We've talked about this before, from Atlanta ended up in Colorado over the protests of a new restrictive voting law. I was talking to my ex-wife, and she's a big Democrat, and she was saying, "Well, it's all mail-in. It's all mail-in when in Colorado." And I said, "Okay," but then she says, "And they have to show their ID before they get the ballot." I said, "Well, that's what they want to do in Georgia, is have you show your ID. If you have to show your ID, if parents can tell you can't get
it's
a tattoo,
it's for the betterment of everybody,
exactly,
including black people."
So
you
only vote one time, and that's it. And you show your ID, and that's it. So,
well,
yes.
Forgive me. I didn't want to do that. Go ahead.
No, finish.
But see, the problem is, this whole thing was about that the move was made to clear up stealing of votes. And they and in Georgia, they decided, here's what we're going to do about it. And they acted on it. And what they're doing is they're putting IDs in people's hands.
Yeah,
and that's racist to them because they don't want to do it.
And even more crazier is the fact that why should baseball get involved in politics? For God's sakes, you get the All-Star game.
Oh, well,
the businesses are getting ready for the All-Star game. You got more black businesses in Atlanta, Georgia than you do in Denver, Colorado. And so they're hurting all these people that were getting ready for it. The hotels were getting ready for people to make reservations and check in. And then these idiots at Major League Baseball, I'm just done with these guys. And so are the Senators Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Josh Hawley, because they're a little upset. There's a legislative push right now, and it's against Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption after the All-Star game was moved.
Yeah,
so
that's long overdue, bud.
Yeah, because this growing frustration among Republicans over corporations and sports leagues embracing causes associated with progressives, like protecting voter rights, so they say. Of course you want to protect voter rights, but each state has the legal wherewithal to make their own rules up. And they're not racist if they come up with different rules, for gosh sakes. You know, I say go back to manual voting, throw the machines out, throw the ballots out, push somebody in a wheelchair there if you have to. Hey, they had a plan in place. Absentee ballots. Can't we just do that? Apply for an absentee ballot, show your ID.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they want to change it because they're the ones, the progressives are trying to screw around with it and stuff the damn ballot box.
So that's what they did.
They got a little upset, and so now they relocated the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game, from Cobb County, Georgia, to Denver's Coors Field. And Brian Kemp, who's a Republican, said this past month, we've seen the rise of the woke corporation. We've seen the rise of big business enforcing a woke standard. That's what Ted Cruz said. He said that decision was harmful. It's going to hurt baseball. But it also underscores that there's no reason Major League Baseball should enjoy special subsidies, corporate welfare that no one else gets.
Why is that, you think?
He says he's accused Major League Baseball of acting to favor one party over the other. Yeah. And, they're trying to help out these guys, giving them tax breaks and more. No, nail these Major League Baseball, I don't care what team it is, right to the down to the nails here,
well,
and make them pay all their subsidies.
I will say this.
Yes.
As soon as Major League sports franchises, ownership, and teams decided, I'm leaving L.A. for St. Louis. I'm leaving San Diego for L.A. I'm leaving Oakland for – soon as these teams started to move around,
that's right,
they should have been hit with this antitrust thing.
You're exactly right. And they were allowed to do it. And you've got a lot of people that very unsatisfied with the fact that their team left town just because the owners weren't getting enough people to the ballpark.
It's not like Ford Motor Company, you know, where the president says, we're going to give Ford Motor Company, tax breaks so they'll stay in town. That helps everybody. That's hopefully good business.
Hopefully.
It works out to benefit everybody, certainly the middle class and the people who need jobs and the people who have been suffering a long time with the cities of poverty. You know, that's one thing. But these guys here, these bums, you know, now they're cheating other teams out of World Series.
That's it. And where was Major League Baseball when they had cheaters, which we'll get to in our next segment here, like the Houston Astros? Let us know. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KAENONCAST15. Canon. Clearly better.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
And we're back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, as we call him here. You didn't get a chance to comment too much on this whole Major League Baseball antitrust exemption. So these the Senators, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Josh Hawley, upset that Major League Baseball is getting political, moving all-star games around after it was all set up to be in Georgia, and then moving it because they were upset over Georgia's change in asking for IDs and getting ballots sent out. So Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Major League Baseball for pulling the All-Star game from Georgia, but he hasn't called for any legislative action targeting the league.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, since 1922, pro baseball has enjoyed key exemptions from the Sherman Antitrust Act, and that broadly bans industries from stifling competition. So this was like 99 years ago, and it was not put in place with legislation. It was a distinctly distinctively legislative decision. The Supreme Court ruling was authored by the famed Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. It stood for nearly a century, and the most practical impact today is Major League Baseball's control over local markets, team relocation, and ownership. There have been no Major League Baseball relocations since the Expos left Quebec after the 2004 season. They became the Washington Nationals. By comparison, the NFL, they've had 3 teams relocate in recent years, St. Louis to Los Angeles most recently, San Diego to L.A., and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
well, I noticed this on the notes that Mitch McConnell, that coward, he should be the one leading the charge against the league. This guy right now, you want to score some points with your voters? Get out there and tell these guys, you know, we're getting rid of this. We're going to make an all-out effort for you to have this taken away, this privilege to be taken away from you. This is, to me, you know, this is, it's just, as a kid, you know, you're born, you're raised, you get up into life, and you try to figure things out.
Right.
And everybody loves baseball. You know, there's not one kid I knew that didn't love it. And here we have these criminals. I call Mitch McConnell, Senate, in the House. I think those people are just
they're not doing
criminal
anything.
in the way they lie and misspoke on a lot of this stuff, and it's just too aggravating to have to go through this crap.
Well, here's the deal: politics should be out of sports. We watch sports to relax and see what's going on. I mean, come on. Let's just get to it. You know, let's talk about the games and what's happening. Now, here's something. Dave Roberts, the manager of the world champion Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers have Trevor Bauer. They got him, I think, from Cincinnati, signed him. And Dave is expressing concern that maybe Trevor Bauer is being singled out by Major League Baseball's renewed effort to curtail illegal use of foreign substances on baseballs. I guess they collect the baseballs.
You know something, Mike?
What?
They are looking for a conversation to make. They're looking to create turmoil so they can talk about it and use it so they don't get to talk about other stuff, such as antitrust.
Exactly right. And the Houston Astros cheating and the Red Sox cheating and nothing being done about the whole
thing
to those things. They still got the championship.
Yeah,
they should have forfeited that.
Yeah, well, as we've seen, so goes the culture.
Right.
So goes stealing the election away from the president. You know, forget who you wanted to vote for. I look at this. You know, my president. There's a guy in the White House now. You know, that I don't think should be president, and so we wind up now with this guy in the White House, and also wind up with an owner of the Houston.
Houston Astros.
who came right out after he was called out for cheating. The league said, hey, you know, you got to stop cheating. Okay,
can they
you,
said that before
can you
even,
do that?
Yeah,
and he said, okay, yeah, you're right. I forgot. And so now he's done it again. He took the World Series away from the Dodgers, they say. You know, but you can't cheat like that and not get called out for it. You can't. Why does he get a free pass?
And then something political happens, like a Georgia new law and Major League Baseball. Oh, let's move the game out of there. And they're not even managing. They're not taking care of their own problems in their league with cheaters, but yet they can get involved in politics. Something is wrong.
No, you've got Mitch McConnell, who is a criminal. We all know that. He's a liar. We all know that. And you've got all these other owners here, you know, who call up and say, hey, can you we're going to move the All-Star game out because we want to play the black card. We want to tell people that I'm surprised they stopped short of calling it White America has decided to pull the plug on a Major League Baseball being the All-Star game being in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, here's the thing. If there's anything to show that America is not racist, it's the way teams get along and play together, black and white and Hispanic and Asian, all playing together. And it's like, give me a break here. This should be a model for us to see how these play together.
There isn't one Republican. I'll talk about Mitch McConnell because he's staring me right in the face here off this page. There isn't one Republican.
He's not a baseball player, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to affect how you see baseball. And that's what he's doing.
Well, he's going to talk about it, but they're not going to do anything about it.
I know. That's the problem.
Exactly.
That's what I want him to do.
Exactly.
And there's not one person standing up for anything that's right. The Republican Party, I said this a billion times, and I'm not going to continue it, but I'll say it and I'll get off of it. They are the major problem in what's going on in the culture. A major problem because they do not do what they should do. And just like this, why isn't Mitch McConnell going into the microphone? He lives in Kentucky. Have him go to the state capitol in Kentucky and go out there on the steps and start talking about this and say we're going to come after, we're going to come after all the owners in Major League Baseball. And this is BS. This is the same type of crap we have to put up with.
They don't do anything. Everybody talks about it. Nothing gets done.
Nothing ever gets done for the right reasons.
All right. Andrew has a comment for you. He's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Andrew said, Fred, I'm 59 years old. I'm a beat-up old Marine and retired New Jersey Sheriff's Officer. I would like you to know how much I've enjoyed your career, from your play on the field to your acting in Hunter. He says, I've enjoyed both and just got done watching your show. Could I send you a picture of you as Hunter and have you autograph it? If he says, if it annoys you or you prefer don't prefer signing a picture, I won't pester. I like your work. You and Stephanie were awesome. My best to you, sir. And that's AJ.
Well, I appreciate that, AJ. And certainly if you want to send me something to sign, make sure that you have our address. And you have a return self-stamped address envelope, and we can do that for you.
David said, Mr. Dreyer, I'm assistant police chief. You're getting the police talking to you today.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you, police, for all you do. I'm a supporter. Mr. Dreyer, I'm an assistant police chief just south of Houston. I have 30 years of service. I grew up watching your series. I was wondering if you had the time for me and my wife to meet you someday in person. I'm a huge fan. I recently got to hang out with Mickey Gilley, trying to check things off my bucket list. Do you make appearances sometimes where people can meet you? You've been around the country.
I'm all over the place, and people come up to me and say hello, and I welcome that, and I would, if I'm somewhere along the line and you decide to say hello, I would appreciate it.
David, you can check out our website when we make appearances. We'll let you know, and it's crntalk.com, like Charlie, Robert, Nancy, or Competition Radio Network, crntalk, T-A-L-K.com. You click on the Fred Dreyer Show. You can always email us, info@crntalk.com. You can email Fred, as you did here, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Rochelle says, hi, Fred. I love watching reruns of your show, Hunter. Such an entertaining show. Reruns 6 nights a week. I have to admit, I have a big crush on you. Hopefully sometime you'll read this message and respond back to me.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Rochelle, and I'm glad you enjoy the show. And I know that this thing, people keep asking me, how can I find the show? It's on every platform that's ever been invented so far. And so
Peacock has got it.
Roku. Didn't Roku have it there?
I believe so,
for
yes.
A while?
You can check it out.
Yeah, but it's on 5-6 nights a week, yeah.
Pam sent a picture, and she says, all your fans would like to send best wishes to your beautiful daughter, Caitlin, for her birthday on April 12th. Happy 37th birthday, Caitlin. She's delightful. She's been on our show here, and a lovely daughter that you have. Now, which one is Caitlin here in these pictures? I see you. Is that Caitlin at a younger age and then Caitlin older? How old is Caitlin in the younger page? We'll post this at crntalk.com. And you can
I'm
check
the
it
one
out.
With the tie.
Okay. It's a split complimentary, by the way.
Yeah,
it's kind of
nice. It is.
And the lovely Caitlin there, you and she make a nice couple. You got a little beard going. What was the occasion for the beard?
There was a beard contest in my neighborhood. Who could grow the best beard overnight? Got to shop for free.
That's really nice. Okay, another picture came in here. It's a photo of you and Tim Thomerson. Is that
Thomerson?
Tim Thomerson,
yeah.
and Stephanie from the great show Hunter, and in a scene from Pen Pals. Tim was sensational. You said he was a stand-up comic. Tell us about him.
Well, that's where he got his stuff. He was. I met him at a fraternity party in San Diego. And we became great friends, and he was always a real fun guy to be around, good guy. And
he's picnicking with Stephanie here.
Look what she's doing.
She's pointing at him, right?
No.
What is she, got a gun?
No, she's pouring wine on his crotch.
Oh, yeah, that's... I see that's a pile of wine. What was that all about? He seems nonchalant about the whole thing.
Well,
he seems like he's enjoying it.
I don't know how he chose to play that, but I mean, it's in the script.
She's very straightforward on this. That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, that's kind of a bitchy thing to do, I think.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Kind of interesting.
I told her, I said, you know, it's so wonderful you didn't try to do that to me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you would have not gone for that.
You read the script and you say, holy smoke. And then Tim reads it and comes to my trailer and says, hey, man, Stephanie's going to pour some wine on my deal. And I said, well, yeah, you better get up for it.
Yeah. Well, don't say that. Okay, here we go.
Holy smoke. Holy what
smoke.
Happened?
Holy smokes there. Brian says, were you upset that they misspelled your name in the beginning credits on Cannonball Run 2? Did they misspell your name on the opening credits?
That's news to me.
Yeah, I never noticed that
Maybe
myself.
They did. I don't know.
Oh, so that's interesting there, too. Now, yes. the Dodgers on their season opener, Clayton Kershaw had not seen the World Series ring. People wanted to show it to him. Hey, Clayton Lee says, I want to see it when it's presented to me. So it was a really special surprise for a guy that really wanted and deserved a World Series ring and worked hard for it to get it. And he saw it for the first time when we saw him look at it.
Well, it's wonderful that they won, and it's wonderful that he has he got the monkey off his back.
Oh yeah,
and it's great. He's a Hall of Famer for sure, and people adore him and love him. He's a good guy, good teammate, and it's all wonderful. But it's time to move on now.
Yeah, we're in a new season
that,
here.
That series is over, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Chanel's not going to pitch anymore there.
But. Hey, how about him? He's having a hard time.
Well, he did really well until the last outing. He got knocked up in the first inning, but he'll come back. All right, we'll have more for you. He plays for San Diego now. More in the Sports Lounge straight ahead. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Some comments coming in at you here, Fred. By the way, Shannon said to me, Michael Horn, you definitely need readers if you have any type of surgery. That is true. And people want me to do push-ups. Thank you, Fred, for having that happen.
It's really going to butch you up. You need to really get toned up.
John is from Oxford, UK, says hello. Someone says, Fred Dreyer, have you played any other sport other than NFL? You did play baseball, right?
Not professionally.
No.
I mean, I played baseball as a kid all the way up until my, what was it, senior year.
Chris wants to know if any of your grandchildren play sports.
Well, sure. Soccer. Yeah. Soccer, bat. My oldest grandchild, Emma, plays a mean basketball boy.
She's good, huh?
She's really good, and she can hit those three-pointers from the corners.
Yeah.
So she's on her way there.
Myra is already getting in with the politics here. She said Mitch McConnell already walked back his statement sports and politics. So he has changed his mind already. And Shannon says no politics during sports. You're absolutely right. It's supposed to be fun. Somebody wants to get Stephanie on the show. Can we do that at some point, Stephanie Kramer?
I don't know.
We'll try that. And somebody said, I think if she knew how much she talks about, she'd be want to be there. And Tim Thomerson and his story of Bruce the Stagecoach Driver, priceless. You going to tell that next week on the show?
Stagecoach Driver?
Yeah, Stagecoach Driver. Must be in his act, his stand-up.
That's
our show.
No, Tim did a great stand-up routine. I'll bet. Famous for it.
All right, we got to get out of here, and we got to remind you we're here every week at this time on this channel. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crncompetitionradionetwork.com. Send stuff in. We'd love to take a look at it. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Yes. Always great to be with you out there, folks. See you next time.
See you next time here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.